Today's daf is daf lamed zayin. It says Ma'uli Kroa Bizman Hazes. We discussed the fact last year, the way he ended it, that if someone hears someone curse the name of Hashem, or curse Hashem, he has to do kriya. Question is, what about nowadays? So Rav Yosef, Rav Yirmiyah says B'shem Rav Chiya Bar Ba. Rav Chizkiya, Rav Yirmiyah says the name of Rav Yochanan. Importantly, it's Rav Yochanan now. We'll compare that in a minute. That what? That it says Misharabu had good funim, Paskum Kroa. Once we got to a point where there were so many people that were just haphazardly violating this prohibition, they sort of stopped doing kriya because of it. Now let's continue. The Kormaneta says, "She'im iatau merkin male kol bagdab kriya," because you can walk around with torn clothes all over the place. The Gemara says, "Okom mauli kroa al hakinuyim." Now you can say bismanazeh or not. There's different gerusas here, but what about a kinuy, meaning not the full Shem Hashem Mefarash, but the one of other names of Hashem? Shemisha, how do you learn from the father? Rabbi Shulman, like Yeshava Mahalach be'ister, Isfrata. Paga, he was walking on the street, whatever. Upagan, he went into a chad kutai, one kuti. Vumagadef, he was cursing Baba Kara. And Vukara, so what did he do? The right thing in Kriya. Magadef, he continued Vakara. Nachale minachamra, so he got off his donkey, he exists him to continue. Vavale Martuka, and he gave him a golibe, he seemed to give him a punch in the chest. And he says, "Amarle bar kutai, idla imach ma'ani mas mesafkali. Does your mother have enough garments for me?" Because he kept on tearing his clothing. So what do we learn from this story, other than it being a little bit entertaining? It says, "Milta hada amra shakurim al kiluyim ve korim bezmanazeh." So two things you learn. One is the assumption is that the kuti didn't know what the Shem of Farash was, so you do kriya on kinuyim because that's what it's doing kriya for, and also bezmanazeh also nowadays as well. So, which is funny, because above we said Rabbi Yochanan says you don't do kriya nowadays. So either you say that he's cholek on it, it's a machloket Rabbi Shimon Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Alternatively, I saw here, Shnatz from the fullness, Safar Panat says no, because you do kriya. This is according to understand you kriya for Israel and not for Akum, and therefore bizmanazeh. So therefore, we come to an Akum. He didn't do kriya, but when it came to a, he's of the opinion that a kuti has a din of Israel. And therefore, he's not being cholek, he's just in this situation, had to do kriya as a din of Yisrael, saying, in other words, to explain a bit more than that, is that why do we do it nowadays? If that din of not doing it nowadays only applies if he akum, non-Jews doing it, but if Yisrael does it even nowadays, he'd have to do kriya, and that's how you can miyashar the whole sugya, make it all fit together. Okay, next piece, in halacha tet. Ha'oved avodah zarah, if someone does idol worship, that is, what type of idol worship is that? Achad ha'oved ha'mezabeach, mekater, ha'menasech. So these are different avodah we do inside the base of Mikdash. So this is you shecht it, you offer it up, you do some libations, and also bowing. V'anemichshaver u'mekabel alav le'elohah, you accept it as a god. V'omer, he simply says Eliyata, this is my god, or you are my god if he's standing in front of it. So it's important. I'll show you here. V'omer lo Eliyata, the Korbanator says this is a teacher b'fanav. That's why if he's standing in front of it. That's a safer liberation than the second case, which seems to be really superfluous because it's a makablo evel Eloha, it's kind of saying the same thing. But it's time to teach you, Ditana Rechev, only taught the first case, Hava mina hani mili b'fanav. That's when you're standing in front of it. Aval shelo b'fanav, if you're not standing in front of Avodah Zarah and sometimes a makablo, maybe not. So Tana Sefer, that's when in the second case, if he says, Ha'omer Eliata, if he says, you are my God, that to be a distinct case must mean the previous one on the Kabbalah isn't if you're not standing in front of the Avodah Zarah. Okay, so simply accepting it as a god, one would be that would be chayv skila. Avalam megafef umenashek, someone just hugs it or kisses it, some Avodah Zarah, umechabed sweeps, umechabek, so that's covering it. Mechabek is also cuddling as well. The amerabetz is like washing it, or marchitz, it's this type of all cases, types of washing. Vasach is like anointing on my bish, clothing on my ill, so he's sort of showing affection towards his Avodah Zarah. That you wouldn't get skila for. Aval, but over b'lo taseh. The Baal Tanur explains, he says, lo to'ovdem yeterek did, because you've got extra yoterek, lo to'ovdem, it comes to include these as well. These active, but v'debrein elu b'chlal avodah, they consider avodah, afal pichen, ain lo ke, you don't get malchus on it, el achat mehen, why le fisha inimun b'feirush, because these aren't learned b'feirush, and therefore they are not considered part of the Malkus and don't get also part of the Chiyuv Mita, from which we learn the other activities explicitly from Psukim, as we'll learn later on. Okay. Hanoder bishmo, if someone makes a neder in the name of Avodah Zarah, or makayem, or fulfills a neder, then over b'lo ta'aseh. Sorry, that's the pasuk here of Shem Elohim Acharim lo tazkiru. Let's continue because you're using the Shema 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 Lakim Achrim. If someone relieves himself in front of Baal Peor, and that was its Derech Avodata, Zui Avodata, because that's what exactly what he used to do. This Baal Peor, part of the worship was relieving oneself in front of it. Doing a number two to speak more clearly. Hazarek Eben LaMarkalis. If someone throws a stone towards a Marakulis, there's another type of Avodazara, which the stones look a lot like, so the way it's described looks a bit like Stonehenge, like pole, like stone, and one across the top. And part of the Avodah Zarah was throwing stones towards it. Now, this is not an Avodah you see in the base of Mikdash, but that was Derech Avodata. That is the way it was worshipped. So if someone did that, there'd be Chayiv for worshipping it. Okay, that's a Mishnah. Let's continue. Ha'oved Avodah Zarah. Now, the Gemara says, same questions we've been dealing in the last few days. Azharalavadazmizayim, where's the warning in Allah to Avodazara? That's lot of them, you're not allowed to worship. Karet minayim, what about the karet, the Lot et Hashem, whom megadef, nechrat. That's talking about cursing, he gets karet. The Gemara says, one second, we're trying to learn Avodah. You're bringing the case of megadef. The pasuk's talking about megadef. So he says, no, ke Adam chavro, gidafta et kol hakara. Now, gidafta means you sort of emptied out the whole pot. But you haven't left it with anything. So mashal to explain, Rabbi Shaul Rishima ben Elazar Omer, leshneim yoshvim, two people sitting there, bekarash of grisim, there was a bowl or pot of grisim, which is like beans, b'nehem, upashad echad yadov v'gidef, and he cleared out the whole pot, v'lo shir b'raklum. So the idea is, when it says, the pasuk we're trying to learn, et Hashem u'magadef, the expression magadef is like, not just cursing, but it's like emptying it out of everything. And the common thing with someone who curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu or does Avodah Zarah, you're taking Hashem out of the picture, Chas V'Shalom, and that's clears out everything. So that's why the turn et Hashem el Megedev can also cover Avodah Zarah as well. That's why Yerushalmi understands it here.
But this doesn't include a simply a statement of
What statement?
non-belief, a statement of non-belief, a statement of
Like
atheism.
I being atheist?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem to say
Just.
that, no, because it's specific Avodah Zarah that we're talking about. Okay? Avodah Zarah, inu mitzvah. You don't leave anything. Like it's complete turning over the table, if you like. What about the onesh? What about the punishment minayin? Now, by the way, being a kofir, so it could be something else altogether entirely. But here, we were talking about being an atheist or denying this in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a different issue. There's a different part of the table, but we're just talking about Avodah Zarah here, okay? I'm not saying it's mutar, like just it's not what we're discussing here, just to qualify that. Okay, let's continue. So onesh, what are the punishment? It says, Vo'otzeta et ha'ish ha'hu et ha'isha hi, asher asu et ha'davar ha'ra azeh el sharecha. And it says, et ha'ish or et ha'isha uskalten bavanim. So that is referring to Avodah Zarah. I thought, for a second, I thought it was talking about a different thing altogether. Or the understanding, at least, it's referring to a Avodah Zarah. Okay, sorry, let's continue. I'm mistaken. Then it says, Lot of them. Hayti Omer. Now that pasuk Lot of them is as follows. It says, Lot shechav lehem Lot of them, ki ani Hashem lokecha el kana, poker avon avod, al banim, al shilishim, val rim al lasonai. So there, Lot of them, you might think, Hayti Omer, bit of a gears of change here, b'chol. Okay, that's a warning. We might have to stop in a minute. Okay. And then we'll mitzvah will continue after, if that's okay. Yes. Okay, there's a bit of a buzz. Okay, let's continue. So lot of them eat yomer kol avodah sheba'olam. That I would think that maybe you're only chayiv if you do all the avodah that's associated with that avodah zarah. If you do all of it, not just one of the avodah associated with it. Tamalom lo tishtachav elehem. When it comes to bowing, that was bichlal haita. Why was it taken out? Like stressed bowing, like kishalei ela ma'ishtachava miuchedet. Just that is one act. The chayvim alei yachayv b'fnei atzmo. Af ani, so too, I'll include kol ma'aseh or ma'aseh sheyesh, but every action, if you like, that it has shechayvim alei b'fnei atzmo. Okay, the Gemara says af al gav the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. One second, Dov, do you have to go? No, you're fine. Okay. So af al gav the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer zibeach v'kitev v'nisech be'elam echad enu chayav. Just despite the fact Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, when it comes to doing avodah that's in the base of Mikdash, and you're doing that in front of an avodah zarah, that you chayav one. In other words, all considered one prohibition. Modeh, he agrees she'im avda be'avodata be'avodat kvoha and avodat yishtachava. If you did its avodah, this unique avodah zarah, avodah inside and bow. Then you'd chayav achol lekat ve'echad. And the reason for that, the Korban Eder says, shehalavim mechalkim ba'avodata, Yafina melota of them. Vavadogavar is kshlo kadarka, that's veloiz bechul. And ishtachava is velot ishtachaveh. So all those three types of obligations learned from three different psukim, and because of that, we can call it three classes that are associated prohibitions associated with doing avodah zarah. It's bowing is one. The other one is derech avodata, and also avodah this in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. K'damar Rav Shmuel b'shem Rav Zeira v'lo yizbechu od et zivchem le'seirim. Okay, and he tries to prove it from this pasuk. I'll just show you here in the Korban Eda. He says, K'damar Shmuel. He says, K'damar Rav Shmuel b'shem Rav Zeira v'lo yizbechu yafin an azara la'avodat pnim. So lo yizbechu, he tried to learn lo yizbechu od is that's referring to avodat pnim, meaning even avodah inside the base of Mikdash, that's a separate, if you like, love. However, Amar Lehi says, don't learn it from that pasuk. Matni tana lekodshim, because that pasuk is not referring to avodah zara. That's talking about the Korban Eda says, "Dekrav lo yizbechu lo ka'akum." This is from avodah zara. Ela azhara leshochet kodshim chutz. That's referring to shechting korbanot outside the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, Rav Yasser says, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, zibeach latle balmum." Let's say someone shechts a korban that is a balmum in front of the avodah zara. In that situation, he says you'd be patur. Change the gears from chayiv to patur. Gemara says, "Maichadun, where do you learn that?" Says, "Kiay damar Rav Hila, lo tasu ken Hashem v'lechem." You're not allowed to do what you do this migdash in front of avodah zara. So kol Hashem v'lechem lo tasu ken, meaning anything you do in front of Hashem, you can't do in front of the avodah zara. But a korban that has a balmum, you wouldn't do in front of Hashem, so therefore you wouldn't be chayev mita. Importantly, so we're only talking about the chiyuv mita, not that it's okay to do. Okay, obviously. So Rabun Bar Chia, because if hugging, kissing it is a love, obviously you wouldn't be able to do that. Okay. So Rabun Bar Chia by kame Rav Zeira, lota of them is a klal, lot yishtachavelem is a prat. Ki lot shtavelacher is chazar uprat. Now it's interesting. The korban Eda switches a. Around and changes the girsas to make it follow the pattern of prat u klal u prat. So ein beklal ela mashe bar prat. So the kasha is if you've got a prat followed by a klal and then a prat, the rule is you go, the all that's included is the prat, which is hishtachavaya. So maybe it should only be chayv hishtachavaya. And that's sort of the way it's termed here seems to be like almost like left as a question. The Ribaz is differing with the sugya that actually. Explains it as a question and answer, but we'll just continue with the Korban Eda. Next, Rabun Bar Kana by Kamei Rav Hila. Lo tasun ken is a klal, zovech li'micharam is a prat, bili til Hashem levador is a chazar v'klal, klal ein b'klal ein mashe b'prat, right? And therefore, v'kol b'chlal v'riba et ha-megadef. Now, I've kind of started on this part for a reason, because normally we say in a mashab a prat, but here it seems to be the understanding is it's actually including much more. If you like the ka'ena prat, you'd have to say that because a kol b'chlal that would seem to include also ha-megadef, ha-megafef or menashek, which is like cuddling it or kissing the avodah zarah. And we said before that's not included. Also another kasha. So the Gemara says Amar Leila Eizu Davar Ne'emar Yishtachaveh. Why was Yishtachaveh singled out as your prat? Lo lelamed al atzmo. That's to say that what is the prat in this klal, that is something that is a maaser, an action. Megafef and menashek, simply cuddling and kissing, is not an action. That's difficult because you're doing an action when you're doing those things, right? So the way Shayare Korban explains it here, it's what's called a like a maaser chashuv, an important action. Okay. Now in Manayin lo Eliyata. Where do we know that? Where do we see that if someone says that you are my God, that would be chayev skila? Where do you see just being a Kabbalah is? Okay, so Gemara says Rav Avun b'shem Rabbanin de taman v'ishtachavu lo v'yizbuchu lo v'yomru el elochecha Yisrael, which is when they did a chet ha'egel, they shechted it, they bowed, they shechted, and they said, and this is your God. So the assumption is that Amira is one alone is enough. However, Ma'ata. Before from that pasuk, maybe it has to be all three. If that's a pasuk, so the Gemara says, "No, Amar Rav Yossi, lo ba katul v'laskir ela gnayim shel Yisrael." No, you have to understand the pasuk is coming toward the gnay, to degrade Am Yisrael. Meaning, look how bad they were. Not only they shechted to this girl and not lagavoa, they also sorry, they bowed v'ishtachavu lo lagavoa. Then they also shechted v'yizbuchu lo Mashma lo lagavoa, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yomrulo, and they said to it, and not lagavoa, not to like Hashem. So Maichanun, okay, we've got to go. Sorry, gentlemen, we'll have to continue later. We've got a siren. Okay, so we were up to trying to understand is where do we see the case of Amira just like me being mekabel, but verbally is one violate the pro this prohibition of it could be get, receive stoning for it. So the Gemara says, Ma Amira, so it says, Nema Amira, Venema Amira, the Mesit. Mesit is someone who entices someone else to offer a zara, and he can be killed for that. So it says, Ma Imara, Mesit, Asa Amira, Kamaase, just as if it is associated with that of other zara, that we see that the Torah considers it an act that you can now be punishable with stoning. Afa Amira, can also you learn, Kanaase, Ba Amira, Kamaase, we treat it the same thing, that it's considered an act. It says, "K'tiv v'yelech v'yod elim acharim v'yishtachavu lahem v'la'shemesh ol'areach." Now, interesting here, you might think that what we have is what's called a klal, and then a prat. V'ya'avod elohim acharim, that's lots of manner with gods, and it says v'la'shemesh ol'areach. So that you might think that therefore it should be considered like a klal or prat, and only avodah zarah b'chayav if someone worshipped the sun and the moon. Gemara says, Amar Zira, Lashemesh ain't k'tiv ela v'Lashemesh. That vav is super critical. Once you have that vav now says it's coming to ain't klal, ken klal prat. It's not no longer considered klal prat anymore, a general followed by the detail. Ela ribuyim. After that, it's considered a ribuy. It's coming to add on to it. So the ribuyim here, if you have a look, it says, I'll read the comment here. It says, "Ein klan klalu prat lo ma Elohim achirim klal v'shemesh reach prat v'sheminim kol shav okram is min omatin kol shav arug mita el ribuim v'hanach pratim marbinan shar avodot." It comes to include, if like other forms of avoda. That's what the ribui is trying to do. So similarly, we have a similar type of thing. Heitiv Rav Abba Bar Zimna kamei Rav Zira v'haktiv. Actually, you know what? We'll take it from here next time. So I'm a little bit thrown by the siren. We'll take it. We'll go over this hative next year. Okay. Right. This is a shorter share today, but
A
I'll stop here.
good job, Rabbi. Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Echatus.
Yes. Yeah.
If a Yehudi is chayav echatus, but he refuses to do it,
Can you obligate him to do so? So we've talked, I think we mentioned about Korbanot. When it comes to like a neder and a davar, the thing from memory we can, but something that's for his own benefit, his own kapara, then we don't force him to do so. Okay, I think from memory. I'll double check that, but I think that's what we say.
Wonderful, thank you.
Thank God.
A good Shabbos.
Shabbos.